Lexus Centre master plan. Collingwood will take full and exclusive control of the Lexus Centre with the VIS moving out. This will allow us to further develop the position of the Lexus Centre as world-class elite sports training facility. It is still the best by a mile in the AFL, in the heart of the biggest sports and entertainment precinct in the world, which will continue to receive funding by the government of this state until there's no government in this state, and that will happen by the end of 2010. We will access another 2,000 square metres. Collingwood will also take full control of the Olympic Park athletics track area and establish an MCG-sized training ground and facilities that will ensure the club has exclusive access to an elite training oval and associated facilities of the highest standard by the end of 2010. Concept plan is being developed in partnership with Melbourne Olympic Park Trust to extend the facilities at the back of the Lexus Centre overlooking the new training ground. These initiatives will also allow us to establish valuable and effective revenue streams that underpin the future security and success of the Collingwood Football Club, to pay tribute to the heritage and history of the Collingwood Football Club and promote and support Collingwood's position as the biggest and most famous and most professional sporting club in Australia. To emphasise what Gary said, in the last week the club has identified four key projects inside the Lexus Centre. The first is this interactive screen and software system. That looks like a white blanket up there, but it's a $200,000 high definition television screen, which we'll be able to use actually for sponsors nights and supporters nights and membership nights. But what it actually does, it's a 9-meter interactive screen inside the Lexus Centre, and basically in layman's terms, and Mick jump in at any stage here, you know, you go down and you hit your golf balls into, you simulate you're playing Royal Melbourne or Troon or St Andrews or something like that. Basically what it is we can do that as far as the MCG is concerned, and the players can play on the sprung floor area, and it is world's best practice in simulation of match day conditions. So not only do the boys train on the ground, but they can go out and do set plays and all this other type of thing. It's at the very forefront of state-of-the-art technology. As well, we've invested in the new sports coach software system, which will be used by the coaching staff on game day in the coach's box, in assessing and reviewing game performance for decision-making and simulated game situations. It's used extensively by the coaching staff for skill development and performance by players in game preparation, and as I said, at an investment of $250,000. Interactive screen will be used not only as a benefit for football, but also, as I said, for events, functions, community programs, tour offerings, and by our sister club, the netball team, the Melbourne Vixens. Once we get control of the Lexus Centre, they're the things that have to happen, but they are in a step-by-step motion. So there's some of the exciting things that are happening as far as the development of the Lexus Centre.